It's particularly harmful to democracy when media systems are in the hands of private tyrannies. I mean, it's bad enough if the guys who, you know, making shoes or cars, that's bad enough. But when it's control over the doctrinal system and information, that's much worse. That's why I think the stuff that's going on in telecommunications now is so, should really have a lot more attention than it does. I mean, here's this huge system, you know, built at public expense. I mean, you guys paid for it, you know. And as usual, being handed over to private power now that it's profitable. And it's very likely, I think, most media analysts with their heads screwed on see, and indeed even report, that it's going to end up in the hands of half a dozen megacorporations internationally. Well, that's worse than the oligopolies that run steel and computers, because here we're talking about a new mode of information and communication and so on, as always built at public expense. And right now, right in the middle of it, being handed over to private power, incidentally, not being reported. I mean, like, it's not that there's no reporting. Like, you've heard about the Telecommunications Act, but it wasn't discussed as a public interest issue. It was discussed as a business issue. And in fact, most of the reporting was in the business pages. This is the big legislative achievement of last Congress, you know, Telecommunications Act of 1996. Reported in the business pages, and not as a public interest issue. Like, it's not supposed to be a question of public interest whether major systems of information and interchange are handed over as gifts to Rupert Murdoch. That's not supposed to be an issue of public interest. The only thing that was discussed was, like, do you give it to 6 corporations or 12, you know, or do you do it this way or that way? Well, you know, that's effective indoctrination when these ideas, when these things don't even occur to people. Takes real indoctrination. But yeah, I think you're right. This is worse than the handing over of decision-making power to private tyrannies, because in this case, it's also handing over, you know, access to the things that they're going to use for control of the public mind. These systems could also be used to liberate people.